Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. John Hancock filling in for Mark. He's back tomorrow with all of us. And I spent the last two evenings watching this brand new documentary about Billy Joel. It's called Billy Joel and So It Goes. It airs on HBO Max in 5 hours and worth every minute of it. Joining us to talk about it from Croatia is Eddie Morfoot. She's with Variety Magazine. You interviewed the two women that produced this thing. It's a stunning documentary, I thought.
I did, too. I thought it was great. I mean, I honestly have to say that, like, I like Billy Joel, but I wasn't a huge fan until I saw the documentary.
Yeah, and he's so raw in this thing, the interviews with him. He's so honest about, and, you know, the guy's not had a perfect life by any means, been in and out of rehab treatments, been married, what, four times? You know, but a musical genius. How did the producers talk about how they got involved in the project?
So I think actually it was his team's idea, like his people around him. You're getting a little older. They knew the Madison Square Garden thing was coming to an end. And I think they wanted to document like his life. But he took convincing. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I wondered that. How long did it take to convince him? It's Sue. I'm just chiming in here.
So Susan Lacy is like this, she's done everyone. She did Steven Spielberg, you know, she's done a lot for PBS and HBO. I think like once they said Susan Lacy's doing it, he was like, okay. I think it was at least 6 months to 12 months.
Oh, that's pretty good, because I wondered that when I first heard that it was coming out. And here's something else that struck me. After it was released, his daughter Alexa posted about it, and it sounded like, and of course this is social media, but it was her post, and she said she and her mother, which of course would be Christie Brinkley, watched it and found out stuff maybe they hadn't known, or maybe his feelings about some stuff. I mean, they said that they were really moved by it. And I thought, holy cow, if you get to the inside people, that must be something.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think the thing about his father, I mean, I don't think he's opened up a lot about his past. Clearly, Christie Brinkley. I mean, I think he keeps it all in. That was my take. And, you know, Susan is an expert about getting everyone to kind of come, you know, kind of, you know, be true
spill
about their past.
Yeah.
And you know, and he didn't set any kind of limitations on this or where it could go. I mean, they could ask whatever they wanted. I learned stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Billy Joel has a half brother.
Lives
in Europe, who's a conductor.
What?
But didn't you find, like, when you watched it, that his father, who he met, like, while he was really successful, didn't even know about his success? I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, his father doesn't sound like a very winsome character.
But he didn't, like, he had to find his father. And then he found him, and I just thought that whole story was kind of incredible. Like, he searched for his father while he was on tour in Europe. They were about to go back to America, and someone said, oh, we found your father. And I just thought that was incredible. You know, I think that he thought that his success would make his father feel proud, and I don't know if it did.
Yeah, I think the father had, I mean, Billy Joel's got a lot of issues, but I think the father had a lot of issues as well. Eddie Morfoot is our guest. She's with Variety. Thanks so much. Are you on vacation in Croatia?
I'm actually working. There's a film festival here that I'm covering.
Beautiful country, man. Just gorgeous. Well, enjoy it, and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Or I guess this evening for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, get some rest, Eddie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
It's so good. And it's in two parts. They're each about 2.5 hours long. He's very candid. The Christie Brinkley gets very teary in a couple of places, talking about the relationship and, you know, and his first wife,
Yeah.
Who was married to his best friend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, and became his manager, his first manager.
Now, that part I knew.
It's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Well, we need to step aside. We've got some news coming your way. And one more hour, the Mark Reardon Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk.